Once upon a time, in a nursery rhyme, there were three bears.
One, two, three.
One was a papa bear, one was a mama bear, one was a wee bear. They all went out a-walking in the woods, they were talking, when along came a little girl with long golden curly hair. Know who she was? Yeah. Her name was Goldilocks. Up on the door she knocked. Knock again, Goldie. Well, no one was there. Yeah, no one was there. So she walked right in, had herself a ball. 'Cause she didn't care. No one was there. Soon she got sleepy, went to bed upstairs. Home, home, home came those three bears. Someone's been eating my porridge. I said the papa bear, said the papa bear. Someone's been eating my porridge too. I said to Mama Bear, I said to Mama Bear, wee Papa Wee Bear,
said the little wee bear.
Someone's eating my porridge all up. All up. Someone's been sitting in my chair. I said to Papa Bear, I said to Papa Bear. Someone's been sitting in my chair too. I said to Mama Bear, I said to Mama Bear, wee Papa Wee Bear,
said the little wee bear.
Someone's broken my chair. Someone's been sleeping in my bed. I said to Papa Bear, I said to Papa Bear. Someone's been sleeping in my bed too. I said to Mama Bear, I said to Mama Bear, wee Papa Wee Bear,
said the little wee bear.
Someone's been sleeping in my bed too, and here she is. Just then, Goldilocks woke up and broke up the party, and she split that scene. Bye, bye, bye. Said the Papa Bear, said the Papa Bear. Goodbye, goodbye. I said to Mama Bear, said to Mama Bear.
ICAN Radio is proud to sponsor the Metropolitan Youth Symphony as they present their 50th anniversary season finale, featuring Grammy winner Esperanza Spalding, Tuesday, June 17th at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall. You can hear the world premiere of Spalding's piece, Dispelling the Lie of Lies, with other works. In celebration of 50 years, more than 60 alumni musicians will join MYS on stage along with their founder and other special guests. All Classical's Krista Wessel MCs. Tickets and information can be found at playmys.org.
When you're walking in the bush, please stay on the track and never wander through the undergrowth. 'Cause if you're not observant, you might tread on a serpent, which could be quite unpleasant for you both. For you both. I've assessed the situation, and I simply want to say, be cautious when you're in his habitat. Though he's not aggressive, he's inclined to be possessive, and you can hardly blame a snake for that. Snake for that. Don't ever step on a snake, or you're making a big mistake. For the sake of your protection, I suggest you change direction. Get out of there for goodness sake. Don't ever step on a snake. The surprise may be more than he can take. And you'd feel the same way too if someone stepped on you while you're lying in the sunshine half awake. Be kind to old Joe Blake. Never ever step upon a snake. Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a snake and have to slip and slide along the ground? It really can't be funny to be stuck there on your tummy without a pair of legs to get you round. Get you round. So you see, it isn't easy to be so misunderstood. Try to see it from his point of view. It's really rather sad when the whole world thinks you're bad. But I don't really hate Joe Blake, do you?
Joe Blake, do you? Don't ever step on a snake, or are you making a big mistake? For the sake of your protection, I suggest you change direction. Get out of there for goodness sake. Don't ever step on a snake. The surprise may be more than he can take. And you'd feel the same way too if someone stepped on you while you're lying in the sunshine half awake. Be kind to old Joe Blake. Never ever step upon, never ever step upon, never ever step upon a snake.
You're listening to the International Dance Hour on ICANN. We have a few more songs left. This song is called Recess Time. That's the best time of the day.